The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. In a few days, we'll celebrate our Republic's 232nd birthday. Our celebrations will help us remember our separation from England brought about by the signing of our Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776. Was this separation a rebellion? If so, it would mean our founding fathers came against lawful authority in an illegal way. Or was the separation a revolution? If it was a revolution, it would mean our founding fathers simply brought back around their previous liberty which the English government had now stolen from them. Indeed, it was a revolution, not a rebellion. In the 1750s, the English king and parliament had begun to insist on Americans paying taxes that they'd not been allowed to vote their approval of. The Americans saw this as a huge breach of their rights as Englishmen. Over the next 25 years, different laws would be forced on the Americans in which they would have no say. Our forefathers wrote a great many letters to the King and Parliament during that time requesting that they be consulted before such laws were passed. They even appealed in person a number of times before the English government. All our appeals and requests fell on deaf ears. Our founders understood that in this situation, eventually they would be left with only one hope, independence from the mother country. That would mean war, since England was not about to let go of her wealthy American colonies peaceably. None of our founders wanted war. It would mean a fearful amount of bloodshed, and we didn't even have an army at the time. But finally, the King of England declared unlawful all our legislatures in the American colonies. Now we would have to be satisfied with whatever law the English government gave to us. This was the straw that broke the camel's back. As the Virginia legislature met in secret in a church in Richmond in March of 1775, Patrick Henry rose to his feet, and as he began to speak, he voiced what many were now feeling. He stated, quote, "For my own part, I consider it as nothing less than a question of freedom or slavery. It is only in this way that we can hope to arrive at truth and fulfill the great responsibility which we hold to God and our country. Sir, we've done everything that could be done to avert the storm which is now coming on. But our petitions have been slighted. Our reasonings have produced insult. Our supplications have been disregarded, and we have been spurned with contempt. An appeal to arms and to the God of hosts is all that is left us," Henry said. "Sir, we are not weak if we make a proper use of the means which the God of nature has placed in our power. 3 millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty and in such a country as that which we possess are invincible by any force which our enemy can send against us. Besides, sir, we shall not fight our battle alone," he said. "There is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations. The battle, sir, is not to the strong alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, the brave." And then Henry said, "If life so dear or peace so sweet, so as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery, forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty, or give me death." Was our war for independence an unlawful rebellion, or was it a godly revolution? Is liberty still worth dying for? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. That's heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.